I read the story. Two friends met each other on the street one day. One looked forlorn, visibly frustrated. His friend was concerned. He asked, "What in the world has happened to you to make you so glum?" The fellow said, "Well, let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, my uncle died, and he left me $40,000. The man said, "Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but that's still a lot of money. But you see," the guy continued, "2 weeks ago, a cousin I had not even known died, and he left me $85,000 free and clear." And his friend said, "Well, that sounds to me like you've been blessed." "You don't understand," the man interrupted. "Last week, my great aunt passed away, and I inherited almost $250,000. Now the man was really confused. "Why are you so glum?" The man said, "Well, this week, so far, there's been nothing." The truth is, it's so easy for us to get spoiled with blessings, almost to the point where we expect God to do something great and wonderful for us. And if he does, well, then that's good. And if he doesn't, well, we're kind of like, I've been shortchanged this week. And so we're thankful. We're thankful for a lot of things. We're thankful for a good family, a nice home, a reasonable place to work. Good health is always a blessing. These are all blessings for which we need to be thankful. As the scripture says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If I were to ask you to list the reasons why you are thankful, chances are you would have many reasons. Among them, you might say, "I am thankful for my family," which is a good thing to be thankful for. You might say, "I'm thankful for my home or apartment or wherever you live, having a warm and comfortable place." You might say, "I'm thankful for my health." You might say, "I'm thankful for my children." Some of you might say, "I'm thankful for the latest and greatest gadget, you know, the Master Blaster XL5000, or whatever it is." But notice the common thread. I'm thankful for my. My thankfulness is generally all about me. It's all about what's happened to me. It's all about my positive circumstances. It's all about my well-being. And so once a year, we celebrate how grateful we are to God for all the blessings that he has poured out on me. It seems to me, and I need to say this carefully, but it seems to me that oftentimes our thankfulness, my thankfulness, especially mine, is rather shallow. Who wouldn't be thankful under the right circumstances? I mean, you'd have to be pretty downright miserable not to be thankful under the right circumstances. I'm thankful because I have. So here's the question. Would I be thankful if in my circumstances, I didn't have? That's a tough question. Oh, I know we're quick to respond, "Well, of course I would." It's easy to say. What if I didn't have a house? What if I didn't have a nice car? What if I didn't even have a family? What if by the world's standards, I didn't seem blessed at all? What then? Would I still be thankful? See, that's a tough question. I hope so. But the truth is, I don't know. So here's my proposition. Thanksgiving isn't something we do in response to how much we have been blessed, although that is important to acknowledge and be grateful for all of God's blessings. Thanksgiving is the way we need to live in response to being adopted into God's family. Instead of Thanksgiving being about how much God has given to me and blessed me, Thanksgiving should be a way I live in response to all that God has done in me and through me. Again, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong, and we should be grateful for all the blessings of life. You should be thankful for all the positive things that have happened. But I would suggest that Thanksgiving needs to go deeper than that. Imagine if you have adult children. Some of you do, some of you don't, but just imagine you have adult children. Imagine you came home and you told your kids that you're going to buy each of them a new car. Whoa. Sarkis, this is just a hypothetical situation, okay? Hypothetical. Gabriel, you too. Or imagine if you have younger kids, imagine telling them that they would be spending a week at Disneyland. I expect, yeah, you like that idea. I expect that they would be thankful, right? I expect that they would be bursting with gratitude. They'd be like, wow, thanks, Dad. That's awesome. You're an awesome dad. Number one dad. They'd be bursting with gratitude. You'd be popular. But how much more meaningful it is if you came home and you didn't have keys for a new car. You didn't have anything in particular, but they were still thankful for you, for who you are, for your leadership in their lives, for your guidance in their lives, for your love and your care. And they came to say, thanks, Dad. Thanks just for being my dad. Thanks for all you've done. My kids do that, by the way, but I'm just, again, hypothetical. You know, this is what would happen, right? How much more meaningful that would be. You see, it's easy to be thankful when you're being blessed. And it's important to be thankful when you're being blessed. But our gratitude, our attitude of gratitude, needs to go much deeper than that. Somehow we need to move from being thankful not just for what God has done for me, but for who God is and what he is doing and what he has done in me. And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, Paul writes, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? I'm sure you did. What is God's will for you? You know, oftentimes we wonder, what is God's will? What does God want me to do? What is God's will? Well, here's one of his wills for you. It's to be thankful in all circumstances. Now, I know we read that, but our brains still tell us, be thankful for the good circumstances. That's what our brains register. We read, be thankful in all circumstances, but our brains somehow switch a word there, and we think, be thankful for all the good circumstances. How do we get to the place where we truly give thanks in all circumstances? Not for them, but in them. There's a big difference there. Because sometimes the circumstances of life are far from ideal. In fact, sometimes they're downright difficult and extreme. We have people in our congregation right now and in the past, some with some in some extremely challenging circumstances. We have others who've been through unimaginable circumstances. The truth is, there is a lot of pain. There is a lot of hurt. There is a lot of brokenness, physically, mentally, emotionally. People need a miracle. They're there at the end of the rope. For others, the experiences of life have left them broken inwardly. Sadly, oftentimes by the very people who should be protecting them. For others, it's loneliness, or debt, or feelings of inadequacy, rejection, abuse. For some, it's persecution. That's what they find themselves in. And in the midst of these very real and difficult and challenging circumstances, Paul comes along and tells the church to give thanks. And to me, that's mind-blowing. Your first reaction might be, Paul can't be serious. He doesn't know what I'm going through. He either needs to give his head a shake, or he's living in some kind of la-la land, out of touch with reality. But the truth is, Paul was very much living in the midst of reality. He wasn't living in some kind of a fantasy land. When he wrote 1 Thessalonians and he said that we need to be thankful in all circumstances, he isn't writing from some comfortable, easy chair. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 describes his life. Going down to verse 23, he describes his life. He says, I have been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely. That's a very serious thing, by the way. Been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I've been beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. And besides everything else, I face the daily pressure of my concern for all the churches. And then Paul comes along with this kind of experience. And he writes that we need to be thankful in all circumstances. In spite of the very personal and difficult experiences he's had, he has learned to be thankful. It's truly remarkable. It is beyond human. In our humanness, we would never be thankful in all those circumstances. He says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The key to our thankfulness and thanksgiving cannot be based simply on our positive circumstances, but on Christ, who redeemed us for his own. If our thankfulness is based simply on our circumstances, if our eyes are fixed on our circumstances, we would be in trouble. When things go wrong, our thanksgiving level would go down. When things go up, our thanksgiving would go up. But that's not the way God calls us. Paul doesn't say to give thanks for the circumstances. He says we're to give thanks in spite or in the circumstances. And here's the point. Giving thanks in all circumstances is an act of faith. This is why God loves it when we are thankful, when we come to him with thanksgiving in our heart, especially when things are difficult. It's easy to be thankful when everything is going smooth. It is. Of course, it's also easy to forget to be thankful when everything's going good. That's how human we are at times. Like, oh, take it all for granted, you know. Well, last 3 weeks ago was good. 2 weeks ago was good. Last week I've been blessed. What about this week? But we need to give thanks in all circumstances as an act of faith. Giving thanks at a full table is easy. Giving thanks at an empty table or in the midst of other challenges is something entirely different. And that takes great faith. And if you are one of those people today, if the circumstances in your life are far less than ideal, and you are wondering, how can I possibly give thanks in these circumstances? Maybe you've had to drag yourself to church this morning because it's Thanksgiving and you just don't feel like giving thanks. I want you to know that you are at a place where you can exercise some great faith. You might not want to be in that position, and I don't blame you. You wish it wasn't so, but it is. But here, today, at this moment, you can decide, with the help of God, as an act of faith, to be thankful to God in your circumstances. It's not easy. It's not always going to be easy. But that's what we are called to, because we come to that place where we trust God. We don't trust him simply when everything is going our way. We trust him because he is God, and he is watching over us, and he will see us through. And when they say he will see us through, it doesn't mean even then that everything will go rosy. When we read the faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about how all these men and women did incredible things by faith. And it seems like they were blessed by faith. But then the last 5 or 6 verses of that chapter 11 talks about other people who had just the same amount of faith, but they had some extremely different set of circumstances. But they had faith, and they carried through, and they're counted along with the heroes of the faith. And so I want to encourage you that today, if you are going through some extremely difficult situations that make thankfulness a foreign concept to your heart, I want to encourage you and let you know that you are at a position where you could be a hero of the faith as you put your trust in God and know that God is God despite whatever you are dealing with. And how do we deal with the circumstances in our lives? We encourage one another. We pray for one another. We hold one another up. And in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to do that, to pray together. If there is someone in need of prayer, a word of encouragement. But before we do that, let's just take a moment in prayer together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do come before you today. And Lord, your word is deeply challenging to us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And Lord God, I recognize that there are some here this morning who have been dealing with situations that are far beyond anything I've ever had to look at even. Some things that some of us can't even imagine. But Father God, even there, even through that difficult time, that dark time, that challenging time, that you are God. And I pray that you would help us, Lord, to put our faith and trust in you. To know, Lord God, that despite our circumstances, despite the loneliness, despite the rejection, despite the debt, despite the illness, despite the persecution, that you are God and that you will carry us and that you will see us through. And Lord, if there is someone here this morning who needs that encouragement in prayer, I pray, Father God, that you would bless them so. This day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.